Star Market Celtics Tonight continues from the Garden. As many people as you can cram into this building for a regular season game, that is the case tonight as the Celtics get ready to take on the Lakers. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app earned rewards. Save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. How much time today, a game day against a team you haven't seen, which by definition seems busier than other days, how much time do you mentally allow yourself, if any, or by attrition, human nature, to sort of watch and react like the rest of us as one crazy thing after another happened this afternoon?
No, I was paying attention to it. I mean, I've been working on, as you know, kind of how I do my work. I was working on these guys 2 days ago, and you always try to stay a game ahead. So the one thing that I was paying attention to was whether or not they'd change a lot. And they had some small changes, but ultimately, you know, nothing major as far as how the change that they would play tonight, et cetera.
Is there any element to being on the other side of it that I think there's a human nature element again? Almost everybody connected to this. It's fun for the fans to watch, and it's fun to be online today when all this stuff is happening. But from a human nature standpoint, anyone who is still where they were at the start of the day, I think there has to be this just sense of relief to be on the other side of it.
Well, I think that could go a lot of different ways. I mean, you could say it's a sense of relief. I mean, there's always probably some guys that wish they were in a different position,
right,
wish they were in a different spot, you know, want a different opportunity or want to be in a different setting. And so I think it just depends on the guy. But generally speaking, I'd say 99% of people, 95% of people, they enjoy watching from afar more than participating. And, you know, you've seen a couple of these guys that have been traded like four different times in the last 3 days, and that'd be awfully tough.
A couple of things from the game in Cleveland on Tuesday. First, in discussing just generally speaking, when you're asked the question, hey, are you playing as well as you played all year because you got 10 wins in the last 11 games, one of the answers you give is, quote-unquote, we've shored some things up. What's an example of one of those things that you feel better about now than, say, two, 3 weeks ago, 2, 3 months ago?
Our pick-and-roll defense is much improved from the start of January. We weren't at the right depth on those pick-and-rolls with everybody, especially with our bigs on the ball. And we've tweaked that, and some of it's still based on personnel and who you're guarding, but we've made some tweaks there and have improved there. And then on the other end of the court, I just think we're continuing to figure our best selves out. The other night, even though we didn't score it great, I felt like we generated good looks and just missed a bunch late. So I feel good about where we are on that side of the ball. And, you know, if we can continue to be good on the defensive end, then we'll have a chance.
Is there a common thread to the games where Gordon has looked more comfortable, he's produced more? You could just say, hey, the ball just goes in some nights. Is there a common thread to the games throughout the year when people close their eyes and think about them, they say, wow, Gordon had a really good night?
I think that, you know, people have a tendency to overreact to points, and that's probably when most people say that he had a good night. He doesn't look much different in how he plays when he scores or doesn't score to me. I think defensively he's gotten more comfortable as the year's gone on. Part of that is the just getting the explosion back, and part of it is just getting more comfortable in how we play. And then offensively, he's made great passes for guys all year. And, you know, sometimes he gets more opportunities than others, but when the ball goes in, obviously people have a tendency to, you know, react more favorably.
As we've said many times, these games now seem to be just a break from one 22-hour stretch of gossip to the next 22-hour stretch of gossip, and we have a game in between. It's odd to see a team for the first time this late in the year, as you will tonight and again on Saturday, putting into evidence what we all know, that their game was an anomaly at Indiana on Tuesday. They've only had LeBron a couple of times here in the last couple of months, so what are you looking at to get ready for the team you're going to see tonight?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really interesting question, because they go back, and if you look at how they played us last year, they were running certain actions that they've continued to run with LeBron out. But when LeBron comes back, they play a little bit differently. And so a lot of the actions that they go to with LeBron in the game, which, you know, two of the last three games he has been, are more of the are very similar to the ones they ran in Cleveland. You know, a lot of actions with him at the elbow, a lot of actions with him inside pick and rolls and trying to get switches and matchups. And a lot of high pick and rolls as well. He and Rondo have a good way of playing together. And, you know, he obviously puts so much heat on the defense when he's in the game. Tuesday night was exactly what you said. It's the off night that you don't want to be the next team that plays him. And so we're going to have to be really good tonight.
That's the head coach. It's the Celtics. It's the Lakers, but you probably knew that already. It's next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.